Well, do keep your Bible open at Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. And we're going to look and think about its meaning for us today. Today's talk is titled Astonished by Jesus. And it's divided into three sections. Firstly, Jesus, the wonderful fisherman. Jesus, the wonderful fisherman. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus' power over creation is shown to us. In the miraculous catch of fish, Simon Peter and his fellow fishermen see that Jesus is the master of their trade. He's beaten Simon Peter at his own game. Let's enter into the story. Jesus is teaching at the edge of Lake Gennesaret, also known as the Sea of Galilee. And some of you might have been to Galilee on a trip. Would you just put your hand up if you've done that nice and high? Okay, great. I'm just going to see if you can tell us. Would someone be willing to tell us a little bit what it's like at the Sea of Galilee? Any of those hands that went up, brave enough to? Bless your brothers and sisters. Roy.
It was quite hot when we were there.
It was hot.
You've nailed it.
Colin?
We sat actually on what was a little beach, sort of looked out across the lake to the other side, sort of to see the mountains and that, and the vast distance.
Very good. How big was it?
The shore.
The lake.
Oh yeah, vast. It's big, and we could see the other side though, couldn't we? And we actually chose to do that rather than go and have fish in that huge fish restaurant. We didn't want all that noise. We just stayed on the beach.
I never saw the fish restaurant.
Huge. Yeah, it was huge, and everybody rushed to that off the cage. But why do that when we could be where Jesus had walked? You know, it was lovely.
Thank you, Margaret. Anyone else? Mary, tell us about the Sea of Galilee.
Unchanged from the time of Jesus. He saw what we could see, so that was good.
Very good, thank you. One last comment? Linda.
We went out on a boat, the group, and we sang together, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind.
A small fishing boat?
Not that small,
no. A big tourist boat. Yeah.
Actually, they swapped and put the Union Jack on when our party got on.
Quite right.
Having swapped from the Spanish, I think, before. Yes.
Okay, well, that's lovely to hear that so many of you have been to the Sea of Galilee. So you've been where this story took place. Isn't that wonderful? So Jesus is teaching by this large lake, and a lot of people are crowded round. Jesus is popular. People want to hear his teaching. And so he asked to borrow a nearby fisherman's boat to get a bit of space from the crowd. And so the boat happens to belong to a man called Simon, who, as many of you will know, progresses over time to become Jesus' main disciple, doesn't he? And later on, when they know each other well, Jesus gives him a nickname, Peter, which means, when translated, rock. Peter became such a solid, rock-steady disciple that Jesus gave him this nickname of rock or rocky. But at this point in the story, it's the first time that they've met. They don't know each other yet. And the boat gives a bit of space away from the edge of the shore so that Jesus can teach the crowd. When Jesus finished, he says to Simon, verse 4, put out into deep water and let down your net for a catch. Jesus is a popular rabbi and teacher, but he isn't a fisherman. At that time, it was the normal pattern for a father to pass on his work skills to his son. Jesus, as you probably know, was the son of a carpenter. And here is Jesus the carpenter telling a fisherman how to fish. It's like a chef telling a motor mechanic how to fix the car. Simon, on the other hand, is an experienced fisherman, and he replies to Jesus, "Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything." You know how it is with your work or your lessons at school. Some days are good days, some days don't go so very well and aren't very productive. This was one of those days for Simon Peter and his colleagues. But in spite of this, Simon agrees to do what Jesus says. "But because you say so, I will let down the nets." Well, the catch of fish is so large that the nets begin to break. They signal to the other boat to come and help them. And both boats are so full of fish that they begin to sink. Try and picture it in your mind's eye. It's amazing. Jesus is the wonderful fisherman, able to control nature. And this demonstrates his great power and is a sign to us about his identity. Who can make such a thing happen? At the very least, Jesus is a great prophet from God. But more than this, the fish miracle points to Jesus being the creator, God himself. In this event, he gives Peter a gift for the loan of his boat. And it's a gift of extraordinary abundance. The fruitless fishing from the night before is replaced with Simon's greatest fishing trip ever. In verse 9, we see the reaction of Simon Peter and his companions. Have a look with me. They are astonished at the catch of fish. Astonished at Jesus' power, filled with wonder, an incredible thing has happened at the end of a bad night's work. And as we think about Jesus doing this, we too should be filled with wonder. Astonishment is the right response, isn't it? What kind of a person could do such a thing? And this is why we follow him as a community and why we're gathered here this morning to worship him together. Jesus shows himself to be the wonderful fisherman. Now let's look a bit more closely at Peter's reaction to Jesus. And this is my second point. We might expect Peter to be cheering and celebrating. Fishing is his business, and this catch could mean a good wage for Peter. "Wow, Jesus, that's amazing. That is so cool. High five, Jesus, you nailed it." But Peter's reaction isn't one of celebration. Have a look at verse 8. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." Simon's reaction isn't, "I must get this man's autograph." No, it's one of awe and even fear. Simon is immediately struck by his own sinfulness in relation to Jesus. "Go away from me, Jesus." He doesn't feel worthy to be in his presence because he's seen Jesus' divine power. So Simon is astonished by Jesus, but the feeling he gets isn't like the one you get during a wonderful fireworks display. It's not like that feeling when you see the sun going down and the sky's full of purples and oranges and reds. It's not that kind of feeling of wonder. It's a feeling of awe and fear. Very interesting, this, as a true reaction to Jesus. And we do see this through the Bible, like when Isaiah encounters God, he has that same kind of reaction. Simon feels he shouldn't be around Jesus. He's a man with a bad heart who does bad things. "Go away from me, Lord." That is Peter's astonished reaction to Jesus. But let's look at Jesus' response to Simon. It's a lovely response of reassurance, verse 10. Don't be afraid. Words of comfort to Peter in his moment of awe and fear. And Jesus calls Peter and his business partners, James and John, to join him in a new kind of fishing business. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. From now on, you will fish for people. He's speaking their language, isn't he? They catch fish for a living. Jesus wants them now to work with him to catch people. He means catching people to become part of God's kingdom. Catching people to become disciples of Jesus and to listen to his teaching. Catching people so that they'll be saved for eternal life with God. Jesus has work for these fishermen to do. And look at their reaction in the final verse, verse 11. So they pulled their boats up to the shore, left everything, and followed Jesus. They were so wowed by Jesus' miraculous catch of fish that immediately they started to follow him. You might think they'd go and sell the fish first, wouldn't you? But they don't even do that. They follow Jesus straight away. Peter's astonishment at Jesus produced two reactions. Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. To which Jesus responded, don't be afraid. And then leaving everything to follow Jesus to become a fisher of people. Here we see how amazing Jesus was. What an awesome and compelling, what a powerful man he was. And today we still have the same calling on our lives, whether we're young or old, to follow Jesus and to work with him in his fishing business, fishing for people. Our church mission statement is to know Jesus Christ and to make him known. It's printed at the top of today's notice sheets, as it is every week. We are a community of Jesus' disciples. And today, it's key to our calling to know Jesus ourselves and then to go and make him known. To follow him and to go fishing for people to bring a catch into God's kingdom. Now, when you arrived this morning, I hope you received a paper fish and a pen. The paper fish is inside your notice sheet, so do find that. There are four or five different fish shapes, and some of the younger people here have coloured some of those in. If you've coloured your fish in, would you just stand up and hold the fish up nice and high? Can you stand up there? Great, you've coloured your fishes. Well done. So we're called to catch people for God's kingdom. And the fishing thing is a picture for us, isn't it, of the work that God has for us. The paper fish represents a person in your world. Someone who isn't a follower of Jesus. Somebody you know personally. A friend, perhaps. Someone living nearby your house. It could be someone at school or a family member. Perhaps you're already praying for them that they'll come to start following Jesus. Or you can start praying now that God will give you opportunity to catch them for God's kingdom. So I'm going to give you a moment to think through the people in your life and then to write the name of one person on the front or the back of the fish, whichever you prefer. And back at home, you can put it up in a prominent place or you can keep it as a bookmark or something. And you can use it as a prompt for you to be involved in Jesus' fishing mission. So let's have a couple of minutes. Julian, perhaps we could have a little bit of music in the background. Do think and seek God about who he would like you to be looking to catch for him. How did you get on? Did you think of someone? Don't worry if you didn't. You can take a little bit of time at home maybe this afternoon to think about the right person to pray for. Let's just hold our fish up nice and high. Great, and let's pray now and pray for these people. Lord Jesus, in today's Bible story, we see how astonishing you are. You are powerful over nature. And we hear the call to join you in fishing to bring people into your kingdom. And we bring before you now the people we've thought of and written on our fish. We pray for the work of your Spirit in calling them to know you. Please use us, ordinary people that we are, to grow your kingdom by using us to catch people with your gospel. Let's name some of these people before God now, and I invite you to pray out loud the name of the person you've chosen. Heavenly Father, please use me to catch John for you. Do pray out if you'd like to. Amen.